you attune directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche?
Roth Radio, we got a very special guest here, Dave Vitale. How are you this morning, Dave? Give him on the microphone there. How are you?
Get on the mic. There we go.
We're swinging.
How you doing?
8 a.m. It is. He's a private investigator, and he's founder of True Test Incorporated. I'm going to read a few of these facts, and I want to hear it from you. He's estimated that 62% of couples cheat, and he's the inventor of the Home Evidence Collection Kit. It's used by police, government agencies throughout the U.S., and I'm going to imagine pretty soon internationally. I don't think...
Man, I hope so. Let me tell you, I really hope so on that.
Is this a popular item already, Dave?
It's getting really hot. I mean, the whole thing in a nutshell is that infidelity has always been a problem. And there wasn't really many tests like this that were available to the public. We've used them as investigators for years. So what we did is we made sure that we patented it, first of all, of course, and then we released it to the public October 15th of 2005.
Amazing. This home kit lets you discreetly take a sample of any questionable type of stain and accurately identify it. So what does the kit look like? What happens here? Describe this.
This is real easy, okay? What this is, it's a three-step kit. The first step on any of these kits is an ultraviolet lighting system. It's not a black light. A lot of people see it and think it's a black light for the reason it looks like one. Ultraviolet lighting is used for being able to see trace elements of what you normally can't see with the human eye or touch to the feel.
Okay, I think we've seen this on the TV shows.
On CSI, yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Okay, now after that, if you do find something that you can't see, we have a protein enzyme kit that's in the test. Now, what that does is that lets you know if the bodily fluid that you find is from a man, a woman, or both mixed together.
Interesting.
So okay. If they're both mixed together, guess what?
Okay. And what do you usually test on there? What surfaces are you usually testing for this?
Wow. We've had people that have sent us a bunch of different things to test for them, that we do the testing as well. But when they've bought the kit, they've done the basics. You know, their sheets, clothing, car seats, blotters on their husband's desks.
How big is your mailbox?
We literally took a whole room just to send everything to, but this is the evidence kit that they could buy it and do it themselves at their house.
But of course, you as a professional can really perform this task much more effectively,
no,
I'm going to guess.
No, believe it or not, absolutely not. Anybody can use this test. We have simplified it that much that you could even do the test. We could turn you into a crime scene investigator today.
This is interesting. Now, you're a regular. Are you a traditional private investigator? What does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
Well, you see, what we do, I work for a company called Vortech International.
Okay.
We work in 18 different countries around the world.
Okay, this was my theory here. This isn't just limited to the United States.
No. You see, but Vortech handles all different types of everything from security to executive protection to anything that you can think of. Infidelity and cheating cases are only part of it.
Okay.
No, what we do.
Okay, listen, maybe a little background on you, because you're a very interesting individual yourself, just from your general appearance here. Give us a little background. When did you start becoming a private investigator?
Well, you know, this is a family business. I've done this my entire life. So, I mean, we started with everything from working canine when I was 13 years old doing search and rescue, so I've been groomed for this forever.
Where are you coming from, Dave?
I'm Orange County, New York.
Oh, my.
And yeah, I'm local.
I'm talking to David Vitale. He's the private investigator and founder of True Test Incorporated, and this is the Home Evidence Collection Kit, but the background here is there's a whole lot more. You know, we live in a colorful times, and
this is one
department here. Your father was a private investigator, and you started working with dogs as a kid.
Well, what it was, is with Vortech. Again, it was a family business. So we've done this literally forever. I started doing the canine with the canine division when I was very young. And it just grew from there, and we became a defense contractor, and now we work for 18 different governments around the world.
What kind of defense contracting do you do, Dave? Whatever you can speak to.
We do a lot of different types of contracting for a lot of different governments.
And you provide security for individuals?
Absolutely,
sort of thing?
Yeah. We do some of the movers and shakers around the world.
Because you yourself look like somebody who would lead a dignitary in front of the microphone.
Yeah, we've done that numerous times. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you feel that this is now going to change the face of
no,
your
believe
business
it or not.
Here?
No, absolutely not. You see, what this is, this is a tool. This is a tool for everybody to use, including investigators. That's one of my best sells, is to investigating companies from around the country that use this kit.
Okay. How many investigating country? How many investigating concerns in the United States, give or take a few dozen?
Gosh.
Are there thousands or
there's
tens
thousands.
Of?
There's thousands. We operate in over 23 states ourselves with Vortech International. We get thousands of calls a month on people that think that their spouses are cheating.
And most of this, most of the people who call, the spouse that calls you, David, is it the guy or the gal?
Oh, I was waiting for that question. How did I know this was going to come up?
Okay.
It's really, it's a 50-50 deal. It's a 50-50 split.
And you find that most of these folks are coming from what kind of income bracket? Is there a particular?
Everything. Absolutely not. That comes from everything. It comes from the guy who's working at Walmart for $8 an hour on up to the guy who's making $800K a year.
Okay, and do you involve yourself in also stakeouts and photographs and so forth?
I don't do this anymore for myself. We have our other investigators that handle it. You see, and that's the whole one of the reasons why we came out with this kit is because people can't afford in private investigators.
How much does a private investigator cost these days?
We get $1,000 retainer and $250 an hour.
And that's for watching somebody
investigatory
procedure, digging through the internet or digging through the garbage variously?
Absolutely, whatever we have to do. But you see, that's why, you see, somebody who's working at Walmart, who's making $250, $400 a week or what have you, they can't afford it.
Of course.
They can't afford us.
Of course.
That's why we released this kit, for that reason, because you should be able to do this and know and be stable enough in your relationship to find out if your partner's doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
You know, David's going beyond even just stable relationships, and you list something that a lot of people might not think of, much like myself, is, you know, we always base it, especially my generation, coming from it's love, it's romance, it's life forever.
Right, right.
And then you go, but yeah, but what about unwanted pregnancy, STDs, HIV,
absolutely.
And all the initials? Huh?
Absolutely. You know, when sex can kill you nowadays, I want to know what my partner's doing.
Well, if you do it right, it can kill you.
Hopefully, right? You know?
It's only dirty if you get it correct. So you're saying that all neighborhoods are representative of this?
Absolutely.
Is there a particular neighborhood? You got downtown, you've got the barrio, you've got Upper East. Which one of those is most likely to be the most suspicious? What do you think?
Midtown.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and why would that be?
Because it's New York, man, because there's just so many people and there's so many different ways to do things in this town.
It's
New York City.
Is it married? It's a border town. Is it married folks that
it
are calling
matter.
For you?
It, everybody's calling.
Okay, and is boyfriends, girlfriends then?
No,
huh?
We're also getting same sex. You know, we're getting alternative lifestyles that are using this kit as well that are purchasing.
Now, there's something you didn't think of. How often does that show up? How often is that?
Believe it or not, quite a lot.
In New York City, inner city, huh?
Everywhere. Not just here in New York. I mean, across the country.
Well, you're seeing it on television, too, whether it's the L word or whatever the channel is coming from MTV or whatever. And that's all, you know, just like Knott's Landing, it's all the same kind of backgrounds, but it's gay folks. And you're saying that that's now a major account for you as well?
Well, it is an account. It is something, let's put it this way, we've sold enough where I can mention it on the air. We've sold enough to those, you know, to alternative lifestyle people so that we can mention it.
Fascinating. And now the alternative lifestyle people, is it mostly the gals or the guys who are the most suspicious?
The girls.
Wow.
It's the girls.
And these are professionals, right? Yeah. I'm guessing.
No, you know? We're getting... No.
Okay, you also deal with the party crowd and the downtown
absolutely,
club?
Absolutely, man.
The downtown club gang?
Absolutely. Everybody calls. We get calls. We sell these things to anybody. Any background, doesn't matter. They're buying this kit.
And if they hire you, how far will you travel to actually officiate over this? If we call you, Dave, and say, hey, Dave, we need your help, how far would you actually travel to do this?
You know, that's why we came out with the kit, for that reason, so we don't have to travel anymore. They could buy it for $80 and do it themselves.
Okay. Is this 100% dependable?
Yes, it is.
How do you know that? What's just the process that works that you can say it's 100% dependable?
Because if there's no protein enzyme there, there's none there. That's the whole thing. If the trace element is there, it's there. If it's not, it's a negative test.
Is this DNA that you're referring to?
No, this is a protein enzyme that is found in men and women's secretion.
Okay.
But in the kit also, there's a DNA collection kit if you want to take it a step further. Say, if you think, if your husband's saying, no, baby, I didn't do it, it was from us, okay, well, no problem. You could do a DNA collection right there, and you send it back to us. It's an additional fee, of course.
Sure.
And it will let you know if there's two strands of DNA there or three.
So is this going to lead America to become more monogamous and a little bit more loyal, or are we going to invent better ways to hide?
Well, you know, probably better ways to hide.
Absolutely.
It's a legitimate question.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that this is science. You know, this isn't something that can be beat. You know, people can beat the box. It depends on beating the boxes when you're taking a lie detector test. Okay, it all depends on your definition of the word. You can ask a woman, what's your definition of cheating? You can ask three of them, and they're going to give you three different answers.
Okay, so spit is not cheating, but
yeah,
other
exactly.
fluids is cheating.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So okay. They could take this however they want. So depending on how they think the question is perceived, is we'll go to their answer. This you can't beat. It's science. It's a test. It works on your proteins. And so you cannot beat it.
This is amazing. And this is probably terrifying to a lot of people.
Well, you know, yeah, we're going to be getting a lot of death threats, you know, sooner or later.
I would certainly imagine. Let's take a phone call here. And let's see if Dave has a thought to this. Sam from Philadelphia, he wants to know why people cheat. Sam, you're on. It's Roth Radio. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And I want to say one thing first. Hillary Clinton should have had this test. She could have saved the country a lot of money.
Thank you.
Dave, you want to speak to that? Hold on.
Absolutely, absolutely. We could have saved millions of dollars with an $80 kit. But, you know how the government works.
And what, Hillary would have made the discovery proof positive, and then they would have...
Absolutely. It would have went right there, and everything would have been over. We all would have went back to our lives. Would have cost us a lot less money for $80.
Sam, are you there? Sam, have you ever cheated on somebody?
I'll tell you what. I've cheated and I've been cheated on, and not proud of either thing. Survived through both. And I was just telling when I first called in, the reason I think people cheat, I think one of the reasons I think there's a misconception set up. I had a friend 2 years ago spend $40,000 on a wedding, look gorgeous. They both look great. 2 years later, they have a kid. Neither one looks great. They don't like each other. They're not taking care of themselves. They're, you know, your needs aren't being met.
And the kid looks like animal. I understand what you're saying. Now that you know about the existence of this kit, would you? Are you going to buy one for yourself?
No, you know why? Because I think it's like phone tapping. You got to have a little bit of trust in your life.
That's a hard subject.
Both sides, you have to have a little bit of trust, though. You can't,
okay.
You know?
I think what you're probably referring to is denial, Dave.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like. You know, it is nice and would be a nice thing to think that you can have trust in somebody when you first meet them. But you can't. It's not something that's given. Trust is not given. It's earned. So I would rather know, and I'd rather just have my guard up and walk around without blinders on. And, you know, if they earn the trust, then it's a different thing. But you see, what happens a lot of time with people is they get what's called a trigger effect. They bring issues from their back relationships into their new relationships, either ex-husbands, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, even something that happened with their parents that happened during
the
divorce.
You've become a psychologist here.
Well, you know, believe it or not, you have to with this stuff, you know. And it's you've got to be able to touch on every issue because a lot of people somewhere in their life and somewhere in their relationship is going to think that somebody cheated. I don't care how stable the relationship is. You know, your girlfriend, your wife's going to be in the shower. You might pick up that cell phone and scroll it down to see if any different numbers are in there. It happens. You know, you can watch Desperate Housewives or watch a daytime show and just going to put that seed in your mind. And the other person can do absolutely nothing or be doing nothing wrong. But just because of your thoughts of something that happened in your past, it can fester from there and it could ruin your relationship. And this kit will prove that the person's not cheating as well if they are cheating.
So what you're saying is it's not paranoia. It's just being extremely well prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, truth is power, you know.
Eileen, talk to me. Number 8, Roth Radio, you're on. You got a cheating story? Eileen, you're there. We just got the alien guy we interviewed last week popped in there. Eileen, you're on. Talk to us.
Hey, how are you guys?
Extraordinary, Eileen. Do you have a question for Dave? Do you think you would have need for this kit?
It's actually pretty funny. Me and my boyfriend were together for like a few years. And I don't know. I've been cheating on him, and he has been cheating on me, and we're getting married pretty soon.
So you've been cheating on each other. You've been cheating on each other, and now you're getting married. Let me just clarify this. Go ahead.
Obviously, you know.
Hon, you don't need the kit. You need therapy.
I don't know.
You don't need the kit. You need therapy, Dave says.
Yeah. Right about that. I mean,
send her another latte. 866-313-3733. Cheating and children. Dave, how often do the children enter into this? Do you deal with that kind of an issue at all?
Absolutely. You know, because another reason why we released this kit is for letting you know if your children are sexually active.
Woo, there's a colorful subject.
Well, huh? You know, that's something that we haven't touched too much on a lot of times on the radio, but because it is such a touchy subject.
Yeah, but it's a subject that's constantly in the news today.
Yeah, people need to know about these things. People have to think that, yes, your children are 14 years old and they may be sexually active.
Yeah, and the stepdad may be sexually active, too. Yeah. Does that enter into it?
Well, yes.
Have you dealt on a case like that?
We've dealt on numerous cases like that.
That's a big issue. That's huge. All over the CNN as we talk today.
Yes.
Child abuse, you got the problems with child abusers getting off and living in the neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And everything. Every time you see something about a judge who gave somebody 60 days or whatever, then that guy's going to be moving next to you with my luck.
Yeah. You must live in my neighborhood.
I do. Seriously, it's going to happen to you.
It is.
Anything
absolutely.
Bad will land on you there, and that's something I never thought of.
You see, that's the whole thing. If you have a 14-year-old daughter and you think that she's had this boy that she's been talking to for a few months, and you think that they're just friends, well,
I'm going to take it to a whole nother level, and I say, hey,
well,
girls,
yeah,
you get yourself a stepdad, and and there's problems, and you have a good-looking 14-year-old daughter or a good-looking 8-year-old daughter or a good-looking 6-year-old son
that's
or whatever.
But yes, it does happen.
It happens constantly. We only see the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
On this.
Absolutely.
I bet you just even talking about this like this, there's a whole lot of little ears pointing up and going,
absolutely.
Wow,
you know,
I never thought of using the kit for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of white knuckles out there right now. Some parents holding them fists a little tight, you know, just thinking about it.
And it sounds like your method is a lot better than a little camera in a corner of a room or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know something, though? Again, this is something I would want to know about. If I have a child and, you know, I leave him with somebody, or if I have any sort of a doubt from a stepfather or something like that, absolutely.
Babysitters, anything.
Anything.
The pizza guy.
Yeah, there should be no secretions of any type anywhere near that child.
Absolutely.
You know,
this is an interesting call, and I'll bet you get a big bump on this once the word goes on this, because these are things that people don't think about.
Right. If you go to our website, we have a whole section on that.
What is the website there, Dan?
The website is www.truetestinc.com. That's TRUTESTINC.com.
www.truetestinc.com. I'm talking to David Vitale. He's a private investigator, and he founded the True Test Incorporated, which is the home evidence collection kit. That's the official term. It's used by the police, government agencies, and it lets you discreetly take a sample of any questionable type of stain, etc. So this is just coming out of the person, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you can't determine the difference between Budweiser and... I got to imagine alcohol's involved, but you're talking about the aftershock.
Absolutely. This is what you have to pay for after everything's done, you know.
Okay. Now, how many of these kits have actually been out there?
Really?
Thousands. And how long have you been making the kits, Dave?
October 15th of 05. Two months, three months.
Okay, so this is brand new.
This is something that we just released. Again, we've used it as investigators and police agencies for years. I was the only one that decided to patent it and try to make it for public
use. Smooth moves. Okay, so what's happening now is in the United States. What about in Europe? Is this going to be equally popular? Are you getting
God,
emails?
I hope so. You know, I really hope so.
Oh, we're broadcasting all over. We're here on the internet, and we're here in Northern Ireland, Belfast, Canada,
awesome.
Kansas City, Gothenburg, Sweden, Oslo, Norway, and Birmingham, Alabama, which is just about the whole entire free earth and then some here.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
South America is going to be a big...
That's great.
...is going to be a big participant for you.
That's awesome. That's great.
Dave, don't go away. I got a few more questions
Not a
for
problem.
You. I'm going to need that kit. Hit it up, brother. Get to a track.
David Lee Roth. Weekday mornings.
You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche?
Stop cheating on me, baby. Oh, you're cheating on me. Oh. Roth Radio. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, the entire free world. We're here with David Vitale, my very special guest. He's a private investigator. He's the founder of True Test Incorporated. He estimates that 62% of couples cheat, so he figured out something to do about it. He's got the Home Evidence Collection Kit, and it's used by police and government agencies throughout the U.S. And this is a kit that lets you take a sample of any questionable type of stain and accurately identify it when you're actually at home. This is kind of what the police have been using on CSI, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been sharing with us how thousands of these kits have been used. And we got a whole lot of phone calls here as far as people who've cheated on each other, people who want to know who's cheating on each other. Dave, thanks for joining us here
today.
Not
a problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I have the kit in front of me here, but first I want to talk about the evidence. Now, you've got a page here. Go ahead and explain what that is there that's in front of you there.
Okay, what happens is a lot of times people are interested in purchasing the kit. We're getting a lot of this on our 800 number. A lot of times people want to purchase the kit, but they're afraid to have it in their house. They're afraid that their spouse or their loved one is going
to
find it.
Why are they afraid to have this kit?
Well, you know, that's negativity in a box, man. I mean, you know, that's that's okay. I hate your guts. I'm testing you every minute, you know, .com, you know. So what we now offered on our site is you can send us your evidence if you think you found something, and we'll test it for you, and we'll let you know your results in 24 to 48 hours.
And I said earlier, you must have a hell of a mailbox here, the size of a dumpster, if people are sending you car seats.
We made a room full of stuff like this.
This is a museum. What did you have there? What's that first page?
Okay, what this one is, this is from a gentleman who's in Chicago.
Go ahead. This is a good start.
Okay, what this is in this evidence bag is this is somebody's bra. This is his girlfriend's bra. Apparently, this guy's girlfriend went out one Friday night and came back really drunk one night. Well, apparently, he went to give her a kiss, and he thought he tasted something funny.
So, I understand what he's referring to
so
here.
So he got a little nervous. He grabbed the only piece of clothing that she didn't put in the wash, and that was this bra.
That's her brassiere that she was wearing that
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. This is what she was wearing because apparently she was like, oh, I spilled something on myself.
Yeah, I spilled Dwayne.
Yeah. I'm not going there, man.
That's why you pay me.
Absolutely.
I'm the guy you're checking on.
Absolutely.
I'm that guy.
You know, we can't even ask you about your infidelity, man. I mean,
come on. I've sexually abused an entire generation.
I can imagine, man. Small woodland creatures, you know. And
house pets. Robin's still not over that one.
I'm just glad I didn't accuse you of the woodland creature.
So how long does it take to get something like this tested? Once the
we could test this in a minute.
Do you have the equipment that you can test
Absolutely.
Something for us here? Show us how this
Absolutely.
Actually works.
You want to do it?
Sure.
All right. Not a problem. Well, first thing we're going to do is we're going to open this up.
And we're going to take the brassiere out.
Yep, we're going to take the brassiere out.
Do you have to put gloves on?
Well, yeah, let's get some gloves on.
Okay, we have the kit here.
Absolutely. In the kit, there's your gloves, your protein enzyme, and everything else that you do need.
Okay, he's got surgical gloves here. This is the real deal. This looks like Dragnet. This is the full fingerprinting, et cetera, et cetera. I got a couple things of solution here. What is this?
Okay, that's your protein enzyme. That's what we're going to be using right now is we're going to be going to see if we can find anything on here. And apparently this guy's afraid that he's going to find something from a man. So we're going to find out live on the air on the Roth Show.
Okay, and this is what Hillary Clinton could have used to save the country millions and millions of dollars, right?
Well, you really want me to touch that, don't you? Yeah, absolutely. We could have saved millions and millions of dollars doing this.
Because this becomes instant. This is undeniable evidence.
Undeniable.
Is what he's saying.
Absolutely.
And you're going to test this bra. Have you already tested this bra?
Absolutely not. The box, see, look, I just ripped it.
Yeah,
it's heat sealed.
It was sealed.
These boxes are also in our kit. These bags, excuse me. These are the evidence bags that are in each one of the kits, or they call up and we send them the bag, and then they send us the evidence back in it, because each one has a file number, a case number, everything is on it.
This is a fully enclosed process.
Yeah,
here you
absolutely.
Really thought this out.
Well, this is what I do.
this is amazing.
Exactly
stuff
what we do.
Wow, I imagine you're going to sell millions of these.
I hope so. Man, I hope so.
I don't know if anybody's going to straighten out their game. I think we're just going to we're going to look for better ways
Absolutely.
To hide from you now. Huh?
Absolutely. That's pretty much it, you know.
No, I'm going to stop cheating and start taking steroids. It's easier to hide these days.
All right, I don't know whether to take that personally or not.
No, we talked about it earlier, man. It's easier for me to take steroids and hide it these days than what you're talking about here for evidence on somebody's brassiere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what we're going to test for right now.
What is the light that you have there? That looks like the light that they use when they put the stamp on your hand when you go to the club.
Well, you know, it's close, but it's not. You see, that reads on a nanometer reading. All of these ultraviolet lights work on nanometers. Okay, what this nanometer reading does for this light is this reads bodily fluid. It'll even read subcutaneous bruising on corpses, which, you know, has no use in this format whatsoever.
Certainly.
But at least you know that this isn't a Spencer's Gifts blacklight that you go and buy for $5 and think you're going to make your own kit.
Sure.
Because it doesn't work.
Okay, he's got the brassiere out now. They literally took this out of a vacuum-sealed package. This is right out of the courthouse. This is right out of the TV set.
This is right out of the evidence kit.
Oh, she looks like she's about 17.
Flashback Dave, huh?
Well, actually, she's a ballerina, probably. I can tell from the brassiere here. But he's putting that down on the thing. He's got the gloves on. He's got the lights set there. And did you brush the fluid onto there? That's gonna
No. First thing I'm doing right now is looking for trace elements. And if you look right there.
Hold on. I'm going to go over
there. There it is. Right there. See that little spot right there?
Yeah.
That's the first spot that you test.
That's Dwayne.
That's Dwayne. Dwayne, Tom, Jeff, you know.
Well, it ain't the shroud that you're in.
Look at this. Here we go. There's more right there. So this guy's suspicions. Oh, this is, look at that. All that right there. You see that miss mark right there in that dark spot?
Yeah, I see that.
You see that glowing?
Yeah, that stands out right there.
And this is on white, so it will show black. If it was the other way around, depending on the color, it would glow more.
Are you more likely to find stains on black underwear?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. No, believe it or not, it doesn't matter.
I think it does.
All right, so I guess we're talking about from experience.
How do you know that's what it is, though?
We don't know what it is yet. That's why you use the UV light first. You see, because it could be anything.
So now comes the enzyme.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to find out what it is.
Hold on. You're saying you don't know what that is because it's very evident that there's something there.
Right.
But that could potentially be our perfume.
It could be nothing. It could be absolutely nothing. But this guy he spent the money to send this to me because he's going to break up with his girl. You know, he's so worried about this, and this happens every day. People worry about it at their jobs. It affects their jobs, their diet. They can't sleep.
I've been through this. It completely changes your metabolism.
Absolutely, man. Everybody's going through this. So now what we're doing is we're going to put this guy's fears at ease at this point, or we're going to show this.
We're going to ruin the rest of his life.
Well, listen, you know what? I'd rather know now before I marry her.
You know what? I'm making jokes. You're not going to ruin the rest of his life. You're going to make it a little more predictable and a little more well-grounded here. What are you reaching for?
Okay, what I need from you is what you have in front of you is the protein enzyme. And
there
you
go. There's the bag.
There we go.
This is a very succinct little kit here. This comes in a box. It's got the padding inside. It says T2 on the top of it. And I think you're going to sell a million of these here.
I hope so, man.
Could those spots be hair conditioner?
Spots could be anything. Could be from a drink that she had in the club. She could have spilled something. It could have been hairspray, mousse. It could be anything.
And fell right down into her bra.
Yeah.
Could it be sweat?
It could be. Well, not really sweat. You know, it could be sweat that was mixed with if she was sweating from her forehead and she had hairspray or something in her hair.
Sure.
So it could be that. Yeah. Yep. It could be makeup. It could be anything.
Okay. You go ahead and brush that on, and I'm going to take a call here. Okay.
I'll set this up.
And as he goes, we're going to talk through this, and then we're going to take the results after the break. Go ahead there, Dave. I'm going to take a call.
All right.
And we'll
cue
you in here. Who do you want to go to? Got anybody in mind here? How about Debbie? Debbie, you're on. Number 10, Roth Radio. What's on your mind, Debbie?
I just wanted to say, first of all, I wish I had that kit about 8 months ago in my life. It would have made my life a lot easier.
How so?
Well, I had suspicions that my husband had a girlfriend. At the time, I was going through cancer treatment, and we had just bought a new house. And we were getting prepared to move.
And your son is somebody that you were suspicious of?
I was suspicious of his lack of involvement in what was going on in our lives.
Okay, and you're talking about involvement with a girl or involvement with a stepdad or what?
My husband basically didn't come home to my four children very much when I was quarantined for cancer treatment.
Oh, so you have a domestic issue where somebody might have been taking bad abuse of your kids. Is that right?
It's not the abuse of my kids. It's the fact that my husband swears that he had nothing to do with this woman until after we separated. And I did spend the money hiring a private investigator.
Okay, and did the private investigator deliver you results or whatever? Go ahead. You talk to this, Dave.
How much did you have to spend for that investigator?
I spent $1,500 to get phone records and finding out where he was sleeping. I didn't even do anything to test fluids.
Okay, go ahead,
Dave.
You
could have saved all that money and bought this kit for $80 and done it yourself.
$80, you could have done it yourself. Is this something now that you're going to go ahead and purchase, my friend?
Well, it's not something I'll purchase now because at this point and moved out of our house and into hers.
Yeah, but you're going to be involved in future relationships. Are you now to the point where you're suspicious?
Absolutely, I would purchase this.
Well, there you go.
You're a doll.
First sale. Hey, thanks for calling, Debbie. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Now, go ahead and describe what you're doing there now, Debbie.
Okay, what we just did is we just took the clear solution, which is a clean distilled water. Now, what that's doing is we're going to soap up the stain. We're going to sop it up. You see, this is how easy this is doing. If you spilt something on this counter and you can clean it up, you could do this test because that's exactly what we're going to do right
now.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take this little Lippmann's pad that come with the kit.
Sure.
All right, and right now we're blotting it.
He's blotting the stain off the brassiere here.
That's right. We're going to find out exactly what this is.
I just love that you're calling it a brassiere.
Well, you know, this is like a court of law, I'm trying to pretend.
We need CSI music going in the background for this one.
This is fascinating. Okay, he's blotting it up there. And then what? Do you put it under the light at that point?
Nope, absolutely not. Only thing we're going to do is we're going to shake up the other enzyme. We're going to let this dry. And then we're going to find out what it is.
Okay, don't go away. We're going to find out what's on the bra. It only takes me once, Mackay. I've got Dave Vitale. David Vitale is the private investigator and the founder of True Test, which is the home evidence collection kit. And somebody sent in a bra from Chicago wanting to know if his girlfriend's cheating. He brought it in here in a thermo-sealed, vacuum-packed little evidence container. And in fact, Junior back in Chicago hasn't received the good news or the bad news yet. And Dave is doing the collection process on this. This is like 1, 2, 3 step. It's got to be even more difficult to tell if you're pregnant. Don't go away. I feel pregnant, but I'm hesitant to ask him to do the test. Roth Radio, we're going to be back with the results right now.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche?
Play it, baby. Snap that track. Live in the studio. Bad Brian Young. Roth Radio, and your cheating heart will tell on you. I got a great guest here, Dave Vitale, private investigator, founder of the True Test Incorporated. He's estimated 62% of couples cheat, and he's found a way to figure out who's cheating on who. It's called the Home Evidence Collection Kit. It's used by police and government agencies around the states, and this kit is going to let you discreetly take a sample of any questionable type of stain and accurately identify it. Dave.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, he's got a brassiere here. That's a legal term.
Absolutely.
You're cheating bra.
No. That's the title of today's episode. That is. And this was sent in by an individual from Chicago.
Yes, it was.
Okay. And we've been now testing it because Dave discovered some kind of a stain on there. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we used the ultraviolet light. Well, apparently this guy definitely thought there was something on it. And there is definitely something on it. We used the ultraviolet light to see if there was any stains. And we did find some. So now what we're doing is we blotted up the stain, we wet it, we blotted it, and now we're going to find out in about, I'd say, give me about another 30 seconds just to let these papers dry, and we're going to know what this is.
Is the name of the guy cheating going to come up on the pad?
Well, believe it or not, we've actually had guys that, you know, and women that have called and be like, well, can you tell us who it is? No. How about for the DNA test? No.
You can't tell the driver's license number from this.
Sorry, you know, I can't get you that much information.
Okay, while we're waiting, there's a few more seconds here that this is going to develop here. We have an interesting call from Julie, and she wants to, well, let's have Julie figure this out. Are you there, Julie? Number 8,
yes,
Roth Radio.
Yeah, okay. I am, Dave. I'm a big fan, so I just want to let you know.
Thank you, darling. Now, go ahead, Julie. You have the spotlight. Say what you want to say.
Well, first of all, you know, I think people who cheat are the biggest morons walking.
Okay.
They really, really are. I was just cheated on about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they don't understand. You really don't even need that kit, to be honest with you, with most of these people, because they're so stupid.
Okay, but you're going to need the kit to verify.
How did you find out?
Well, you know what? In this situation, I didn't need to
verify. How did you find out?
Okay, because this idiot, this is what he did.
What'd he do?
My mom used to always tell me when I was little, if you're going to lie, make sure you carry around a pad and a pencil. Because, you know, if you don't, you're going to forget what you did.
Okay.
Okay?
My parents used to tell me that if you tell the truth, you don't have so much to remember. But go ahead.
Exactly. There you go. So basically, he's a bartender, and basically what he did was he invited me out the same night he invited somebody else out.
Brilliant.
And basically what happened was the bar was pretty full, and the only seat that was left when she walked in was mine, the one next to me. Sat down next to me. He begins to turn a nice shade of white and pacing back and forth behind the bar like a cat in a cage.
And what did you say to him?
I didn't say anything because I didn't know yet. And meanwhile, I'm a very friendly person. Me and her start talking with each other.
And what was the conversation?
Well, the conversation was, you know, I was talking to her. I said, oh, you out here by yourself tonight? And basically she said, no, blank invited me out.
Okay.
And I said, and said his name. And I said, oh, yeah, he's really sweet like that, isn't he? I didn't want to start a scene. I said, yeah, I said, I should know how sweet he is. I've been seeing him for over a year.
Okay, what happened right then?
At that point, he ran in the bathroom and, from what I understand, threw up.
Well, that's a stain. You could detect that.
That he couldn't finish his shift.
Oh, what
and
a wuss.
To leave his shift.
And now it says here on my phone list, darling, it says, you know that your ex is listening to this show and you wanted to share this with him. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, he knows.
Say his name.
He knows. It was an all-out thing. I said, but, you know, the thing is, my whole point is, sometimes you don't even need that kit because, you know, it was the stupidest thing he could have done.
Okay.
And it was very ridiculous. And anybody who cheats is a wimp. Is a coward, is a moron.
Okay, hold on here. I think what you're saying is that you can certainly have the suspicion, and you can absolutely be convinced, but you always want to have the final proof.
You know something? This is the deal. If he was a smooth talker and he knew what he was doing, he could have gotten out of that.
How so?
Absolutely. Listen, he could be like, listen, we're friends, we were just talking, this and that. He could have separated you two. You see, you got to have a plan. When you're cheating on somebody, you better have a plan going. Women have it all the time. Every time they cheat, you see, they do it. They think about it.
You sell both sides of the paper bag.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds like the voice of experience here.
Oh, absolutely. Again.
So, okay. Well, Dave, we're going to have you back next week to tell us how to cheat.
Oh, I could do that too.
I noticed Dave's not wearing a wedding ring.
Absolutely not.
Nice watch, no wedding ring.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Shoot.
Has the stain come up?
Well, we're going to wait because I want you to come over here and we're going to test it.
Okay, here we go. Okay. What he's done is he's mopped up whatever it was on the bra that got sent from Chicago here. We discovered stains on the suspects, on the straps there, okay.
Okay, now this is what you've got to do, Dave. This
I'm
is real
it.
Simple.
Yep.
You've got to put a couple drops on this, and if it starts turning purple immediately, a dark purple, that means that it's from a man.
Okay, here we go. Boom.
Hit that one.
Boom, in the metal pad.
Hit that
there.
Right there.
Boom.
Hit over here.
Like right there?
Right there.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what happens. There's dark purple. There's dark purple. Guess what that is, folks?
A cheating heart is telling on
her. You just
her.
Got busted.
Oh, man.
That's how easy this test is.
You're right. It is dark purple. Instantly.
Instantly. You are now a crime scene investigator.
Wow.
David Lee Roth, the crime scene investigator.
Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. This is wild. So this individual who sent in that bra, it was enclosed in a little plastic bag, an evidence bag that was thermal sealed, and you took a little swab off of that there, David. It took literally 1 minute.
That's it.
To put it together there.
Absolutely.
A couple of little batteries in the light, and you're totally gone. Wow. Look at that. It's
you're
totally
caught.
Purple.
You're caught.
And this right guy's there. Caught. Busted.
Well, this girl's caught, you know.
Fat, busted.
From the,
wow.
From the color it turned, it looks like she's cheating and she's pregnant.
Well, you see, this is dark purple. If it was from a woman, it would be a lighter shade of purple. And it also goes by the amount of time that it sits on the paper.
Sure.
If you counted to 15 seconds, which we didn't even have to do in this case.
Yeah, this was instant.
This guy was real excited. All right.
You got that off an earring, huh?
Holy cow.
All right, they can't all be gems. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and cheating West Palm Beach. 866-313-3733. What do we got here? Okay, somebody got burned by a PI, Dave. Let's examine that encounter. Go ahead, Chris. You're on. Roth Radio, go, Daddy-O.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
What's happening?
The radio. About a year ago, my wife had some suspicions, so she called, she got in touch with a PI. I used to be a PI back in, like, the early 90s. Did it for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. My conscience took over. I couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, accusations were made. There were pictures taken, this and that. I swore up and down. We had a family. We have kids and everything like that. So I swore to her up and down. What did she end up doing? She ended up leading her own investigation into this. The PI basically took pictures of me hanging out with people from work, Not the entire group of people, just one individual who happened to be a female.
Okay, and
this
you're
is
saying
what happens.
And you're saying that you were not cheating, but you were just water cooler conversation. Is that correct?
Right. But now what happened was, instead of taking the full picture of everybody hanging out, the PI only took pictures of me and this girl.
Okay, Dave, can you speak
yeah,
to that?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Listen, this is what happens. A lot of investigators do that because they want to get paid. It's a horrible thing to say, but, you know, in his case, he actually could be telling the truth. He could be completely sincere right now, and this kit would have saved her a lot of money, saved the relationship, because if it's not there, if it doesn't turn, there's nothing that happened.
And you can play around with photography the way you frame it.
You can do anything, man. I mean, you of all people should know. I mean, the way that, you know.
Playing around with photography on a Photoshop has kept me young for the last 14 years.
Yeah, I mean, this poor guy just got burned, and apparently, you know, he might not have been doing something. I mean, everybody says, I don't do it. But in his case, it actually could be the case.
Let me ask you this, my friend. Is this a kind of a kit that you would buy now that you've had this kind of experience?
Who, me, myself?
Yeah, you.
No, absolutely not. I mean, my wife told me how to investigate on my own. I mean, she got pretty good with the internet. She got pretty good with, Nextel.
Yeah, but could have even used this kit to test your own underwear and show her the exam, right?
At that point, I don't think she would have believed it because of the pictures.
Well, the thing about it is even with those pictures right in front of her, man, this is one thing. This isn't me doing the investigation or some other PI doing it. This isn't you with a girl, you know, seen in a picture or on video. This is science. This is protein enzyme, DNA kits. You can't beat this. If there's nothing there, nothing happened, period.
What's the accuracy of that?
100%. We just did it here in the studio.
100%, man. This is like, this is very interesting stuff. And like he says, it's conclusive. This is fascinating. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. We're going to take one more call on this one. It's a therapist. Or maybe he says he needs a therapist. Scott, Roth Radio, we'll
hey,
therapize
Dave.
You. Are you there?
Yeah, man, I am here. I've been waiting for this for my whole life.
Okay, are you a therapist, or are you looking for therapy?
Everybody needs therapy, man.
Okay, you're a therapist.
I'm a therapist, and I've got some interesting data that kind of correlates with what you guys have been talking about.
Please, share with us.
Well, I've collected about 65 samples throughout the last 10 years in my demographic, which is like rural Vermont.
Okay.
That could be different from the rest of the country, but...
You've collected samples of what, sir?
Of couples that break up for various reasons, which usually involves cheating.
And you're a therapist who collects what kind of samples, though?
Well, this is just like why they broke up, you know. There's always been... My collection shows that 60 out of 65 couples that have broken up in my area have been because of the... female has either cheated or had a man in place to cheat with before the breakup occurred.
So you say that women cheat a lot more than fellas?
In rural Vermont.
Why would it be more in rural Vermont? Just because there's not a lot else to do and the guys are out chopping trees? Or?
I think so. I mean,
no cable.
Deer hunting.
Some of my colleagues have a theory about unreal expectations around here.
Let's hear it.
Well, that's it. Unreal expectations that... Like, we're going to just be like a wonderland, but have you been to Vermont lately?
Not since the judge let that guy off for 60 days.
Right, man, we got stuff like that.
But it sounds like Vermont is a candidate for this kind of a kit. What do you think of a kind of a kit like this?
I've seen my couch go out in the back of somebody else's truck so many times that I really don't need the kit.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I heard my house echo because the furniture is leaving.
So, you sound like a country western song. I'm digging it. I love it.
Did the dog die too?
You, man.
So, what kind of a therapist are you?
A counseling psychotherapist.
Okay. And do you feel that a kit like this is going to help people to straighten out? Is this the kind of thing like in what you could be caught easier so people's behavior is going to become more of a straight line, or are people just going to start looking for more of a way to get around this?
This kit's a useful tool. It's a reality check.
I think it's a great reality check.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's science, like you said, and it can't be questioned. The evidence is there. You can tell all the lies you want, but when the spot's on the dress, there you go.
Hey, I'd rather know. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest this afternoon, David Vitale. He's the private investigator who figured out the home evidence collection kit. We busted somebody from Chicago.
Right here.
There you go. David, you're an amazing personality, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got to come on back next week.
I'll be here next week. I guarantee it.
And anything that happens on page 6, I think you might have a very interesting a very interesting take on this.
I will be here for you with no problem. I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much. David Vitale.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.